I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom. And it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we are bringing you a special podcast today.
I am.
Listen, there was no ESP there of her. You know, sometimes I think we finish each other's sentences, and then sometimes I'm very wrong.
So you guys, we have decided we're going to start a Patreon page, and you guys can go to www.patreon.com/twojudgygirls. That's patreon.com/twojudgygirls. And for $5 a month, you guys will get one extra podcast. That's what we can promise at this point. We hope it can turn into more. But really it's just you guys supporting us, and we're going to do non-Bravo content. So our idea right now is to watch pilots of old reality TV shows, kind of like the ghosts of reality past.
And we're going to basically, you know, open the vault up to those old school shows, watch a pilot, talk about it, because these are all shows that we've watched at one point in our lives. So we want to watch the pilot again and see it from like a fresh perspective of our, you know, 33-year-old eyes. I mean, as opposed to our teenage or young 20s.
It's basically nostalgia.
Yeah, it's nostalgia. So a couple of weeks ago, I had dived in to Rock of Love. And I put up a bunch of stories.
The one and only Brett Michaels.
Guys, I did not know this, but I put up a bunch of stories. You had such a huge response to it that I was like, Mary, we need to talk about this show. So instead of like, you know, blowing up your two judgy girls like Bravo feed with podcasts, we're doing this Patreon. So, but giving you a sneak peek here so that you can, you know, decide if this is the kind of content that you'd like to support with us, which we would completely appreciate and would love for you guys to support us. And again, we'll also be putting over there, like giving you guys a chance to tell us what you'd like for us to talk about. We'll let you know where you can watch these shows. But as I was watching, it's like Mary messaged me and was like, did you know I'm a huge Brett Michaels fan?
You guys, so when this show was out in 2007, I was a junior in college and I would secretly watch this show. I would not let people know about it. I was quite frankly embarrassed.
Okay, see, I was also in college at the time, a senior in college, and I openly watched this shit. Like, we would be in what the house that I lived in at the time we called Princess Sparkly House, and we would Sunday nights get together in the living room and watch Rock of Love.
See,
you were so embarrassed about your love. You thought that if you showed anybody one inkling that you liked the show, they'd know your secret.
I truly thought he was handsome. And I truly thought he cared about these women. I did. I think he's a genuine person. I felt he rocked my world. He rocked my little 22-year-old's world. He really did.
I mean, it's just,
I like, thought he was handsome. Like,
there was something never like, attracted to. Was it the bedazzled jeans? Was it the True Religion?
I think it was
the bandana.
It was the long hair.
Oh, the extensions and or wig. Like, as I watched the show and then I looked at his hair like more and more, I was like, it is too shiny to be real.
I mean, you're the hairstylist. You would know.
Yeah. I mean, but I just didn't think about it at the time because I was so enthralled in like watching this.
I remember like I questioned the headband, like what was happening under there.
Yeah. A great logical question because we never saw him without the cowboy hat on or a bandana. And like we just never saw it.
I feel like also like his cowboy hat doesn't go with his vibe.
No, because he's not a country star.
Yeah. He's not like rodeo.
Can't wait to talk about her. Yeah, he was a rock and roller. So where you can find this episode, you can find this on either Amazon Prime or Hulu. I recommend the Amazon Prime version because I believe I've watched both, by the way, because, you know, you have to do your proper research. I watched the Amazon Prime one first and I was like, oh, this is like a real quick episode, 45 minutes, no big deal. I then watched the Hulu version I watched. Then I watched the Amazon Prime version and I'm like, okay, this one's an hour long.
No commercial breaks. And then I'm like, was this 2 hours on VH1?
And no, it was uncensored too. I think they've added more into that because they also have two different beginnings. So if you have the opportunity to watch both of the beginnings, just watch the first 5 minutes. That's the most important because you need to see the first five on both of them.
Okay.
On Primes, which you watched, he's talking about his two daughters and how he wants to find a mom for them, even though at the time he was with the mom.
And then later on, him and the mom had their own TV show.
Yes.
With their girls.
So Rock of Love ran for 3 seasons. We had season 1, season 2, that took place in a Bel Air house. And those seasons were about 3 or 4 months apart from like the end of airing of season 1 to the beginning of season 2. So it was like, you guess you kind of thought he wasn't going to end up with whoever he ended up with in season 1. Then season 3 was Rock of Love Bus. And guys, let me tell you, that season is a fucking treat.
I didn't watch that, but I actually think I like Rock of Love 2 better than the original.
Well, you're a Daisy De La Hoya fan.
I am.
That's okay. I get it. I love Daisy at the time, too.
Weren't they like together in real life, like for reals?
No.
Oh, no.
Because he didn't choose her.
Oh, and then she got her spinoff.
She got her spinoff. So season 1. So guys, again, spoiler alert, it's 2007. So if you don't know yet, like Sorry. So season one, he picks pink and bleached hair Jess over Heather, who he definitely should have picked. Heather was more on his style. Season two, it came between Daisy and Amber Lake. And Amber Lake was like 37. Like she was, I remember she was like older. And he picked Amber. And then they were like, oh, it just like, it didn't work out because, you know, he's always on the road and I'm not on the road. And, you know, and it's like, yeah, it didn't work out because he has a girlfriend.
Wait, but also both times, like on the season finales, I was like, no way. Like, I couldn't believe he didn't pick Heather and I couldn't believe he didn't pick Daisy. Like, mm-hmm. I thought he really missed opportunities there. And then well, I was like, maybe Brett's picking the wrong girl so he'll get the next season.
Yeah, well, so then season three came around. He goes, I've been... So I watched it. I, besides, like, digging into the first season, I also kind of watched an episode from each of the rest of them. Guys, my mom came up, and she's like, what are you watching? I was like, it's research! This is how I get away with watching trashy TV now. I get to call it research.
That's a great excuse. You're like, right? This is for the podcast, Mom?
Yeah, I'm like, don't you... Two judgy girls heard of it. She's like, no, I haven't. I'm like, okay, well, that's me. And that's fine. It's
my,
fine.
My parents are always like, so what's, how's your blog doing? I'm like, well, I don't have one.
My mom will be like, so I was talking to your aunt and uncle about this. What's the podcast called again? Two Bitchy Girls. I'm like, no. And she's like, anyway, so I played like a minute for them. I'm like, no.
Never, Mom, never. Never.
She's like, that's fine. I shut it off. We didn't even know what you were talking about. Anyway, so season three, when she came up, it was Rock of Love Bust. And it's like the worst. And his intro is, I have to do, like, I keep trying to find these girls that don't go on the road with me. And that's my mistake. What I need to do is take these girls on the road so they can understand my lifestyle.
It makes so much sense. Was Big John on the road with him in season three?
Yes, Big John was there. And Big John, like, kind of, listen, I'm not saying Big John is attractive, mm-hmm. but he did kind of get more and more attractive as the seasons went on. And what it just means is, like, you're not ugly, you're poor.
Oh, but sure, I mean, sure. It's
like he just started looking nicer, a little bit more put together. Like, I feel like, you know, in season one, he wasn't cleaning his fingernails while he held the VIP all access passes. Season three,
manicured.
He had a manicured set. Yeah. Oh, so in season three, he picked Taya, by the way. Taya was a penthouse pet of the year.
Oh, good for her. Good for Taya. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I also, so like Big John, I wondered, was he an actor? Was he really a part of? Like,
no, he's been a part of Brett's security for years.
No, but really, though, for reals?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good for him. So he got... Okay, okay. Let's talk about his rules.
Yeah, okay. So episode one, we're starting off. Brett's basically explaining what he wants. On the Hulu version, he'll tell you, the meaning of Rock of Love is that you have some girls you want to have sex with and some girls you want to be friends with. And when you can find the friends you want to have sex with, well, that's Rock of Love.
That's what I'm trying to look for. I want someone to rock my world.
Yes, you want Brett Michaels.
I would go for it.
No!
I think he honestly, there's some genuine moments for him.
Was it when he was exploiting all the bods? We'll get into that. But okay, so he shows up and he's basically kind of like, hey, girls, it's me, Brett Michaels. Okay, I'm going
inside.
He
rolls
in
on a motorcycle. And also, I think it's funny, he always wears a tank top and he always wears jeans. And I just think it's funny he wears a tank top because, like, he really has no muscles.
Like, I kind of think about it and I'm like, can you imagine Brett Michaels showing up in, like, flip-flops?
No, like, exactly.
Flip-flops and, like, a towel over his shoulder. He's like, let's go to the beach, guys.
No, he definitely has a look.
Yeah, like he's probably, like, I'm so curious when he gets home. So tell us what Big John's rules are, because I have some thoughts about them.
Okay, rule number one, no one enters Brett's room unannounced.
So this because my theory that he wears a wig. Mm-hmm. And so if you come in unannounced, you're going to see him without any hair.
And, you know, hence the red bandana. I do think it's more extensions. And I, quite frankly, I think he has a beautiful blonde tone to his hair.
A nice golden locks you'd like to run your fingers through?
I wouldn't mind it.
But what if it's synthetic?
I wouldn't mind it.
Okay. You're okay with your hands getting stuck in there.
It's fine.
Okay.
Anything for Brett.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Can you tell me three Poison songs?
Zero. I couldn't even, I didn't even know that was the band he was in. I'm not joking.
Wait, so the Bret Michaels love literally comes from this show?
Only.
Wow. So you were feeling things the first episode. You're like, oh gosh.
It was like a dirty little secret.
Wow. Okay, so rule number two.
Don't touch his guitars. And they weren't even his. There was a Hollywood Hills rented house.
Yeah, so now what was interesting too is it was like, are the guitars in Brett's room? Okay, probably nobody's going to touch them without your permission because they're not even allowed in your room. Or are they part of the instrument set that you've conveniently located in the common space right next to the bar? Because if you put alcohol, girls, and then give them a guitar, something's happening.
Someone's going to play.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and number three.
Don't puke in the jacuzzi because I have to clean it. That's John.
I like your big John accent. very, don't break big John's rules.
But then also the girls didn't even laugh at rule number three. They're like, oh, okay. Don't drink too much. Or if you do go in a bush.
No, literally, I don't think it was don't drink too much. I think they were like, okay, just when you go outside, look where the pool is and find the closest bush.
Make it to the toilet.
Yeah. Okay. So then after that, the girls are like, oh, yay, it's Brett. And Big John's starts picking out, he picks five girls.
Yeah. He's like, you need to stick around after.
Yeah. He's like, and then he goes, we're going to have some fun. And I was like, ew, does Big John fuck the girls before Brett does? No.
And you were like, God, what are these special five girls going to get?
Yeah. All the girls were getting pissed that they weren't chosen. And then, so he sends the other ones into the house. And then he sends the five home.
The tour ends here, girls. And it's literally they got booted based on looks. That would never happen now.
Never. And he's just sorry. And we get a glimpse of Tiffany. And Tiffany's like, I intend to get my man. I came here from Chicago and I'm not leaving without him. But then we see her leave. Just, we know Tiffany's coming back.
Tiffany is wearing a magenta satin tight fitting dress. She has a ginger red hair with blonde skunk highlights on the top.
It very much reminds me of the dress of the stories that you posted of Lynn Curtin a few weeks ago, that BCBG mm-hmm. Tube dress.
Yes.
That was what Tiffany was wearing. Okay. So she's gone. So we're like, okay, let's go see the girls inside. They immediately run to the bar. And I mean, The Bachelor, this is not.
No.
These girls just start pounding drinks immediately.
No, and I was actually shocked. I feel like they barely got drunk.
What?
I mean, only one girl.
I think they all have a huge tolerance.
Oh, so they were just able to throw it back. They're like, seven tequila shots, no problem. I have morning recovery.
If only morning recovery existed in 2007, right? They probably would have all felt great. Although you don't really see anyone besides Brett getting super hungover throughout the show. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so it is funny because they're all drinking. So let's talk about some of the contestants.
Okay.
So first the first person we really meet is Lacey.
And remind me what she looks like. Is this the redhead?
Lacey is the redhead who immediately is like, oh, I'm going to go play the drums. I don't know if you know, but I'm a musician.
She's like, I'm cool. I'm basically trying to be here to get on the road with Brett. I'm going to replace the drummer.
Yeah. So as a reminder too, is social media really doesn't exist at this point. There's MySpace. Facebook was just starting, but again, you needed at that point, you still needed a college email, and there's probably maybe three girls in the house that had one. So Facebook wasn't a big thing for them at that time.
These girls weren't going on the show to get a FabFitFun box or Teamy.
Right. They weren't going to be influencers. They were going to fall in love with a rock star and live the rock star lifestyle. Maybe money out of it somehow because, but that was
hope to get discovered in some capacity.
Sure. But the dreams, the aspirations of getting discovered were so much larger then as opposed to now where you're okay, I hope that I get one influencer deal.
Or maybe they wanted to be Playboy bunnies from this. Maybe they were trying to get on the girl next door after.
I mean,
Brandy and Krista, trying to go on the girl next door.
Brandy and Krista were the Barbie twins.
They're hey, I've never met you before, but we're both blonde.
We can be best friends.
We're both blonde.
Yeah. And we're blonde and big boobs. So they're the Barbie twins. Christia looks like Jenna Maroney from 30 Rock, Jane Krakowski, but like a punk rock version of her. I was like, I cannot stop looking at her. Brandy also makes the discovery of that there's only two girls in the house with natural boobs.
That is just an important discovery.
I mean, and then I was like trying to think like, okay, who is it? I thought it was like maybe like Lacey and Jess.
I mean, I have no idea.
Yeah. So Brandy is also like very much like at one point she needs to get Brett's not giving her the attention she wants. So at one point she decides to put Christia's, again, the girl she just met 2 hours before, her like too small hot pink bathing suit on. Of course, Brett's like, oh, what's going on?
He's like, wait, actually, now I'll talk to you that you're in a bikini.
Yeah. And Brandy basically just says, I don't have to be your only girlfriend. I just want to be your head girlfriend, like Holly.
Totally. No, but so, also like Brandy is the girl wearing a cinched like red belt right under her boobs.
Let's talk about the fashion. Let's talk about the fashion.
And this is the era of like showing your butt crack, like low-rise jeans, mm-hmm. Wife beaters as a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. The highlights and the hair are just atrocious. This is the time the skunk look.
The skunk highlights, like Christina Aguilera dirty.
Yes.
Like the sperm eyebrows.
I didn't really notice people's nails because I remember having glitter nails at this moment in my life that were acrylic. And I was a poor college student. And I would still manage to get
French acrylic. Manicures were in at the time still. Yeah. And the acrylics, you're totally right with that. I get like the French manicure acrylics.
And then the shoes, Rocket Dogs.
Rocket Dogs, the platforms. And like you said, we would put these big belts under our breasts, like, as if that was holding something in.
That was,
but it was like the dumbest thing. Why did we do that?
My 21st birthday, that was my look. I wore a black shirt with a red belt underneath, and I was like, I am smoking tonight.
Yeah, like we did, you know, you did the hair bump it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You bumped the front of your hair. That was like the style. I mean, the gaucho pants.
Yeah, which were like so unflattering and just made you get fatter because they were like spandex.
But yeah, and then it was like, you know, Ed Hardy and like Affliction and Von Dutch.
And like True Religion jeans.
Uh-huh. The bedazzled part of it all. Yeah, like you said, like low rise boot cut. Like they were just it was a different time.
It really, 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 really was. And then they also like those BB dresses because guys, Tiffany comes back. Tiffany finds John and begs him. She's like, I'll sleep on the floor. I'll sleep in the bathroom. I'll sleep in the kitchen. You got to let me in.
I had a hat made.
I'm from Chicago. I'm from Southie.
You ain't no party like a Southside party. She's like a fucking Dorinda over here.
Totally. And
but she looks like Alexis Bellino.
John lets her back. He lets her back in and she takes the award for drunkest girl.
Tiffany was, now you have a controversial opinion here.
I felt bad for her. I feel like all the girls were ganging up on her because she was wasted and they're like, yeah, you loser. Like they were just,
but Tiffany was starting it a lot. Tiffany in the Hulu version, I don't think that they show, but in the Amazon Prime version, she says the N word to Dallas.
Oh, they did not show that on the Amazon.
They did on the Amazon one.
Oh, they but did? You,
yeah, but so they don't, she says that and it's like very quiet. And that's what starts that fight between Dallas and Brandy versus her.
Okay.
Is that Brandy is like, you can't say that, you know, you can't say that. And she was like, yeah, I can say whatever I want. And so, you know, don't threaten me with a good time. Now, first off, that is the most iconic line. And I'm very well aware that Tiffany did not make it
up. We definitely know Tiffany did not make it up.
However, Tiffany made that mainstream because I had never heard about it. But I had never heard that line before this show. I still use that today.
It is hilarious. And she also,
don't threaten me with a good time.
She also gave Brett a lap dance. And she also did a stripper pole dance. And she also, Brett thought she might be on chemicals, but it kind of turned him off.
So Brett had a few lines. First off, he objectified every woman's body in this, like every single woman's body in this. He would be like, well, she kind of scared the shit out of me. I thought she might kill me. But to be honest, so he loved to say that, to be honest, it kind of turned me on. So everything was, to be honest, it kind of turned me on. It was like, and then he'd talk about it, he's like, wow, she really got the emotion flowing to my member.
Yeah. I mean, he had to take a shower. So he took a photo of every single girl. Like, he was like a master photographer. And
because the photography is a hobby of his.
And Heather, who is 32 in this, the runner up, literally shows her boobs.
She's like, I'm going to one up this, and just like pulls it in between her boobs. And like, again, on Amazon Prime, they're not censoring anything. So you're like, oh, okay, that's nipple. Cool. Yeah. Okay. She's got great boobs. Okay. And every girl, and he's like, whoa, I got, to be honest, that turned me on. It's like, oh, did it? But every, like, so he basically says he's taking a photograph of every girl because he likes to see their personality through the lens. It's like, okay. But also, they're showing us the photos that he's taking.
And they're terrible.
They're terrible photos. It's like, stick to this as a hobby. Like, music is your thing. And these are also photos because, again, at the end, he's going to give them a, like, to go to the next round, you get a VIP all access. So these photos are going on the all access. And we're like, this is so he can remember their names.
I think he had a checklist at the elimination. He literally had a checklist because he couldn't remember them.
Yeah. Like, he had to basically, you know, he'd put their pictures on there so he could be like, okay. Because all he was staring at was their tits.
Yeah. He looked deep into her soul. He said Tamara was the most gorgeous girl he ever met. But he found out quickly she was not the sharpest tool in the shed.
But to be honest, it kind of turned him on. He's like, I was worried nobody was home there, but then I looked at her body and I wasn't worried anymore. It's like, okay, Brett, we get it. You're objectifying women. And you know, it's 2007. We're okay with it at this point.
No, but he also, like, the girl, like, just didn't, he was like, so, like, do you like to party? Do you like to stay at home? And the girl was like, didn't know the right answer, I feel like. And she couldn't be herself.
She's like, I like a lot of things.
She's like, when you're happy. And when you know it, you like a lot of things. Yeah, he's like,
He's like, your body's hot. She's like, Brett. Now, granted, she was very hot.
She was good looking. Now, he did have a really intense conversation with Rodeo, who is a personal trainer. She also wears a cowboy hat. They had made out, like, during the photography session. She was the first girl.
Yeah.
They sit down for a one-on-one and she's like, you know, I've gone through a lot in my life. I was paralyzed for 2 years. Then she said she had cancer, and then Brett equivalated it to him having diabetes his whole life. And then,
like, I give myself 4 shots a day. And it's like, all right, Brett, no, we don't need to know about your diabetes.
I questioned if Rodeo.
really want it to be like Rodeo, like, but Rodeo, it's definitely Rodeo.
Okay, I questioned if Rodeo's story was true. Rodeo's. <You're> so- You know, okay. That seems like a lot to happen to one person.
Okay. So also in my research.
Okay. The story was fake.
So a spinoff of this show was called I Love Money.
Uh-huh.
And so it took contestants from Rock of Love, from Flavor of Love, from I Love New York, like those, you know, remember this, like, VH1 was like the capital of competitive love reality shows.
Flavor Flav. Like,
yeah. So the first iteration of I Love Money, Rodeo's on it. And so the basis of that show is, like, there's two teams and the losing team has to select three people that might be potentially voted off. And then, like, the paymaster of the other team, like the team captain of the other team, gets to choose who to send home from those three. Rodeo gets, like, chosen and she goes insane. And she's like, before this show, I had $10 to my name. So Rodeo's got a lot going on.
Okay. Got it. She also, like, felt like she had a deep connection with Brett. Like, she could feel it through her souls as their hands connected.
Now listen, spoiler alert. She gets voted off, like, episode 5.
Okay. Heartbroken.
She's heartbroken. And this is because she's clearly, like, Now, at one point, she manhandles Lacey, who keeps trying to, like, provoke Dallas. So you're like, shit, you don't want to mess with Rodeo. And then you, like, watch this breakdown of her because she's missing her kid. They all have to write a song verse for one of Brett's songs. And her thing is like, I wanted to include the kids because they're the future. And it's like her LA kids, like Brett sends her home and she's just like, I didn't want to go. I don't want to go.
She's heartbroken.
Like she really thought her and Brett were going to end together.
Well, and then just connecting, like, I mean, truly she thought that too, but I think Heather also found a big connection because Brett has tattooed on his arm, like Cinco de Mayo, 5/5.
It's his daughter. Yeah, it's his daughter's birthday. And she's like, but that's my birthday. And then I watched and I was like, wait, no, that's my birthday.
You guys, it's Courtney's birthday.
So
maybe you're...
Mary, are you pissed that, like, Brett and I have a connection?
I'm jealous.
Like, listen, it's a sign. It's a sign that our parents conceived on the same day, probably different years apart. Like, that's all I'm saying is, like, that's a sign that we're Tauruses.
Wow. You...
And not me and Brett. Me and Brett's daughter.
Yeah.
So, listen, one of the times that Brett had sex was when he conceived his daughter, which is also what my parents, I guess, did.
Right. Okay. We've heard enough.
Do you get it, though? Do you get it? So that's why Brett and I are also connected.
That's fun.
Okay.
Good for you.
But Heather is like, Heather's calling in life should have been a madam because she is like such an alpha. Now, granted, Heather now lives in Orange County. We should petition to get her on RHOC. She does real estate. That alone, I'd let her sell me any house.
I feel like she's super seductive and like all men would just like be like enchanted by her.
Yeah. Like she knows how, because she had no, like, she's no problem. Like she's a stripper. She's, you know, has debt, like wants to pay, decided to be a stripper. And she's like, I know how to control men. Like, I know. And it's like, she's fine with that. And I think that her calling, she could have been the next Heidi Fleiss. Like, she would have had a very successful escort business.
She would have been great, though, like, as the head of a show. Like, she should have got the next spinoff.
No. Uh-uh.
No, I think she would have, like, tantalized those men.
No, because you know what? So, for me, I thought Heather and Brett were a good match, but I never wanted to see, like the people who got the spinoffs, like Daisy, I was like, okay. Then as you like, again, for research, I like watched an episode of her show and I was like, oh God, this is awful. People like kept leaving her show because they had girlfriends at home and like nobody stayed. Like the guy who ended up winning, just like he left like episode 4 and then like came back. And I feel like the producers were like, you need to come back.
Oh.
But like, and then like Megan Hauserman, she's on, I think, season 2. She got a spinoff, but fuck that guy. This guy that was a contestant on there ended up like murdering his wife at the time. Do you remember that?
No. Tell me more.
Well, you would actually, you love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And Sword and Scale has a really interesting podcast about it.
Okay.
But basically, one of the contestants on the show, after the show aired, or after the show wrapped, he then also did I Love Money 3, and rumor is that he actually won that show. He got like third on Megan Wants a Millionaire, and then he won I Love Money. Basically, after those taped, Megan Wants a Millionaire started airing. He lived in Vegas and he had married a girl. Mm-hmm. They were basically, it sounded like they were fighting, potentially getting divorced. They went and had a trip in San Diego. They saw them leave and then she never returned. And then they found her body in a suitcase like near Knott's Berry Farm, I swear. And then he was like a fugitive on the run. He's from Canada.
Chills.
Yeah. So then they found it. Sorry, this is like a very dark, but then they found him. He hung himself.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Oh. And so by the time this was all happening and Megan Wants a Millionaire just had started airing, and by episode 3, they pulled it.
Yeah.
Because of him.
Right.
And they never aired I Love Money. And I always thought Megan deserved better. She's always one of my favorites.
Oh, that is dark.
I know. But the point being, I don't think Heather... Sorry.
Sure.
Bringing it back to my original point, though, Heather to me isn't somebody I want to watch with other guys because I feel like she was so meant for Brett. I don't want to see her in a spinoff trying to find her own man.
Okay.
Because is this like weird to say? Like, I wasn't attracted to Heather in the sense that I like needed her. Like her presence wasn't like attractive to me.
Oh no, I think it's like power of the pussy. I'm all about her.
I was all about was the winner.
Oh, Jess. With the pink hair. I feel like she was just like so young.
She was like 22 on the show, which is like basically like our age at the time.
I didn't even know who Poison was.
I don't think she really knew either, to be honest.
But she was very confident in herself too.
But she just was so cool. Like, I remember thinking, like, God, I wish I could dye my hair like that. But, like, I could never pull it off. Like, she just was so cool. And I remember, like, I had a girl crush on her thinking, like, Jess has to win the whole thing. Like, she's so hot.
And she did. So let's get down to the elimination. So it comes down, most of the girls get through. He has to get rid of five. And it's coming down to the end, and basically they're like panned to all the people left. You hadn't seen any of them on the screen before, except for Brandy C, who is the girl that wore the red belt and was trying to be the twin, which I also felt like those two blonde girls should have been like a pass for one. Do you know what I mean?
Like they're a package deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they didn't even know each other before that.
I know, but they kind of went in like that should have been the package deal. They should have gotten only one pass. So Brandy does eventually end up getting it. And he's like, you know, Brandy, you annoyed the shit out of me, but here you go.
Yeah. And then Tiffany's there like, oh, like, I can't believe it. And he's like, but you know what? I don't have a pass for you, which is like, well, why? But he's like, why? You took her picture. You should have a pass.
He doesn't have a pass to a bed. He's like, yeah, you can sleep on the floor, but you're in.
Mm-hmm. Because I believe in forgiveness and second chances. And this, at the time, we weren't jaded like we are with reality shows now, which is clearly like a producer ploy. But at the time, you're thinking like, what the hell? Why would he keep Tiffany?
I know. And it's like clearly for the drunk content. Meanwhile, yeah, Dallas is like, you know what? I know that Tiffany, she sucked Big John's dick and that's how she got through. And yeah, she does that for a living.
But it's just so funny too, because it's like the things that they said in 2007 would just like never pass now. Like Magdalena is basically calling Tiffany a crackhead. Magdalena also, again, we didn't mention, we kind of stopped talking about the girls, but Magdalena has like really long legs. And Brett's line about it like killed me. He was taking her photo and he's like, she had the most cleanly shaven legs that went straight up to her ass.
Because, you know, like, legs are attached to your ass, guys. But Brett that was unclear for him.
Yeah, like we're watching it thinking, like, where else would the legs be? What would happen? Like, what happens after legs?
But do you think Brett's smart? Like, I get like a smart vibe from him. Do you not? I feel like he was trying to connect with them. Like, he was trying to find common grounds with them.
I think Brett is smarter than a lot of these ladies. I don't find Brett to be smart, but I find him to be experienced. So he's smart in what he knows.
No, but he's like very charming. Like he does try to find like, oh, you have a kid? I do too. Like, oh, you like this music? I like that kind of music too. Like, I don't know. I felt like he was trying. I felt like he was making an effort. Not just right. Like, hey, bitches, come sit on my lap. But also but that
like,
too.
He also was like that. Yeah, because one of the girls, Raven, who at the end she gets eliminated, she's just like, thanks for the time, man. Like, tries to give him a handshake. She basically says, like, I want to be known for, like, more than just, like, my body. He's like, but it's beautiful. It's like, that shit would just never fly now. Like, everything was just all about their body. Like, he'd call down. He'd be like, this girl, she's smart. But she also has a really tight bod. Jess, come on down. You're like, okay. She's like, you know, this girl, we had a really great connection. And she has a great set of tits. Rodeo, come on down. And like Rodeo be like, yeah, like, you know, they'd be like bouncing their boobs up and down like these tits, Brett.
he'd be like, I can buy you a bigger size.
Yeah. Now here are things that like throughout watching some of these shows that I'd like to discuss. Mm-hmm. Okay. In this season, it's like Jess, I want to say it's like towards the finals. It's, and I know definitely Heather's there. Brandy is there. Brandy. So there's two Brandys. Brandy M, who's kind of like Brandy M very much reminds me of Pink.
What was Brandy M look like?
Brandy M, she's the one that's like, she's like the like kind of tomboy one. She was wearing like the shorts with the wife beater and she had like the bump.
Oh, okay. So basically she every wins, girl.
Yeah. She ends up winning one of the iterations of Charm School.
Okay.
But she's like kind of like crude. Like she likes to like fuck and be choked, and then, you know, she likes to fart and drink a beer.
Okay, sure.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Okay, yes.
But so anyway, she reminds me of Pink, like the singer. They go out, and she gets so drunk, she pukes at the table. that Brett's at. So drunk.
And she probably doesn't even get eliminated.
I believe she may have it that one. I didn't finish
that. Was
watching
a no for Brett. No puking at the table.
No, but what he did like is in Rock of Love bus, the tour bus, one of the girls gets so drunk, she goes and throws up, then eats eats some Doritos, and then makes out with Brett.
And he liked it?
And he's like, something tasted interesting. And you're like, oh, guys, like Doritos or something. And you're like, she just spent 30 minutes throwing up. Marcia, who is great TV, also kind of reminds me of a friend of ours. But that's besides the point. This is all research, you know? And I just think if you guys want to go down the rabbit hole, this is a show I will continue. So in the land of continue or not continue, Mary, where are you at?
So I'm going to take my Brett brew and that's it. I'm not going to keep watching.
Wow.
I'll crack open the brew and I'll let him rock my world and my dreams.
Mary, that's shocking for someone so into Brett
Michaels. I know. It didn't grab me.
Okay.
But that's okay.
That's okay. Listen, it's not for everyone. So I'm going to continue. Your tour ends here.
My tour ends.
Uh-huh.
But not in my dreams.
I don't... Like, in your dream, does he have the wig on or off?
On, duh.
Okay. Does he like whip his hair?
In my
like,
nightmare, I rip it off and I'm like, Brett, no.
Like, wouldn't you, like, okay, this is kind of what I picture, right? Like, Brett has a day off, right? And so you show up to his Scottsdale house that he lives in with his two daughters and girlfriend, but like you also are there. And you walk in and he's got his feet up. He's got flip flops. He's got like a wife beater on. No wig, no bandana, no nothing. So he's just bald with sideburns.
I'm not turned on.
And then he's also wearing like floral, they're not board shorts, they're like swim trunks.
This is not Brett. This is not the Brett
This is the Brett that you're ending up with.
No, this is a no.
And he's like, hey, Mary, every rose has its thorn. And you're like, please make it stop. And it's just like six Bretts start going around you singing like, every cowboy sings a sad, sad song.
This is a no for me. That's when my tour ends.
I just want you to know where we're at. Like, I'm trying to just let you know, like, what your future holds.
Well, I'm not going in that path.
Okay. Well, we hope you guys like this deep dive into Rock of Love. Again, if you like this, we recommend heading over to our Patreon for $5 a month. You're supporting TJG, and we're giving you one of these really fun deep dives of an old reality show pilot, as well as like some fun facts about the show. So, Mary, what's the website?
Patreon.com, patreon.com/2judgygirls.
And we would love for you guys to become patrons. And we already have another episode waiting for you there. So if you are ready, head on over there and you can start our next one.
Thanks for the support, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys,
You can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.